It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Book of Matthew, chapter 13, we'll start from verse 1.
The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Now here we see, in the beginning he says, that same day he went out of the house. Now last week, if you remember, the ending of the chapter, he was in the house and somebody came and said, Your mother and your brothers are waiting for you. When they were outside, I think that's why he came out of the house, and then he gave the parables. Now the parables in this Matthew chapters 13, there are several parables. The first parables he's giving about the sower sowing the seed. Verse 11 he says, when the disciples start asking, why are you speaking with these people with the parables? But he says, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. God is giving special gift of special grace to his disciples, because the disciples were the only one were going to teach the whole world what Jesus Christ was teaching. Read the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Yes, I want to give these mystery verses first, and then I'm going to say 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Now, the Paul is saying, I'm going to reveal you mystery. How did he get it? God revealed to him. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
Now, here also he's saying, God, according to his will, goodwill, he has given us the mystery, to know and understanding the mystery of God. This is God's doing, God's grace on the believers or the ministers, to showing them the mystery of the kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints.
See, he's saying the mystery which was hidden from the ages. That means this mystery was not revealed to the Old Testament people, but this mystery was revealed to the disciples of Jesus Christ, revealed to us by God. So once we are born again, spirit-filled, the mystery is revealed. 27.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Now what is the mystery? The mystery was not revealed to people. What is the mystery? Mystery is Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. So the mystery was not given to people, Old Testament people, even the prophets, they were prophesying, but they didn't know the mystery, what Christ is all about. Christ was not revealed to them the way we know Christ. And so he says this is the mystery God is revealing to his children. And that's what Jesus Christ was saying to these disciples. I'm talking to these people with the parables, but God has given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. One more scripture and then we'll go. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Now we are talking about mystery is Jesus Christ. Many people today also do not know who Christ is.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
See, this is a mystery to the world. Now you say, great is the mystery of godliness. So what is the mystery? Mystery is Christ. Christ was not revealed. So now we know what the mystery about Jesus Christ is. We didn't know, the angel came, announced it. Now we know Jesus Christ came, died, rose again, went to heaven, he's coming back. Then we're going to go back to heaven and we are going to live with God and we are going to with Christ and with Father. This is all mystery to the heathen world. And so Jesus Christ is saying, God has given you the grace to know the mystery. Let's go to the Matthew chapter 13, verse.
For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath.
Now, this is, he's talking about the God's gifts and God's grace and God's mercy. God gives to you, but you have to make good use of it. There are some people, they learn, and never use it. So what happened? It dies down. Now, when you use this verse literally, it sounds like injustice. When you read this, it says, whoever has it, it will be given unto him more. And who doesn't have it, little bit what he has, will be taken it away. Now somebody said, that's not justice. I have a little bit. Why somebody has to take it my thing and give it to somebody else? But when you read the parables, we will be reading that when you come to the Matthew chapter 25. But I'm just giving you little bit hints. Go to the Matthew chapter 25 and start reading from verse 28 to 30. Then we'll know what Jesus Christ is already talking about. Why you're taking from somebody has little and giving to somebody has more.
Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath.
See, this is exactly he said in the Matthew chapter 13, verse 12. But without knowing the meaning, people will say, how come Jesus saying, if somebody has more, we'll take it from somebody has less and give it to the more. But here he gave the example. The talent were given to the people to do the business. And the one person got one talent and he hid it in the ground and didn't do any business. So the master says, take it from him and give it to one who has 10. And that really is justice, because the person doesn't want to do the business. He wants to waste God's money. He doesn't want to use the talent God has given. So God said, then you don't need it. Let's give it to somebody who can use it. And that's the meaning. Okay, let's read. Go back to Matthew chapter 13, verse 13.
Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them.
Now, here Jesus Christ is answering the question the disciples asked. Why are you talking to the people with the parables? And why cannot tell them clearly? But he said, I'm going to explain to you. God has given you people grace to understand the mystery of the kingdom of God. But he said, this is what the book of Isaiah said. And that prophecy is Jesus Christ is almost fulfilling. Go to the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed.
See, exactly Jesus Christ quoted these scriptures. So he says, this is the way the Old Testament people's eyes were, and ears were. Pharisees, and scribes, and Sadducees, people who are always coming and listening but not understanding, and try to give him more problems. So he said, I'm going to explain to you, but I'm not going to explain to those Pharisees and other people, because this is what the Isaiah said, and this is what this prophecy is fulfilling. These people will not understand. Verse 16, Matthew 13, 16.
But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them.
In the beginning he says, God has given you the mystery of the kingdom of God. So I'm going to reveal you the mystery. That mystery was not revealed right away. In this chapter itself you will see, he is explaining only one or two parables. But all other parables, he will just only say, did you understand the parables? And they will say, okay, we understood. And that's all it is. But here in this chapter, he says, verse 16 and 17, he says, you are so blessed that you are able to see and you are able to hear. There were many prophets. They wanted to see what you see, and they wanted to hear what you hear. Old Testament prophets he's talking about. So in short, we are much more blessed than the whole Old Testament prophets. So point I'm making, there are so many people, even the Christians, they are confused. You know what they do? They say Old Testament people and we are the same. We are going to go to the same place. They had the same Holy Spirit. We have the same Holy Spirit. There is no much difference. But there is lots of difference. Old Testament people, their sins were forgiven, but not washed away. Their sins were only covered, but our sins are forgiven and forgotten. There's a difference. Book of Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Now see, this man is a blessed man. His sins are covered and he is forgiven. But this is a type of the Old Testament person. Because if he commits sin, his sins will be uncovered and he has to keep on giving sacrifice after sacrifice. Verse 2.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
Now this man, he says, blessed, because God says you are not sinner. And he says, in your spirit there is no guile. Or means, when I look at you, you are not a sinner. And when I look at inside your spirit, there is no sin. How it happened to this man? Because once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what happens? Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. You can read that in the book of Jeremiah chapter 31, starting from verse 31. Or you can read that in book of Hebrews chapter 8 and book of Hebrews chapter 10. It says that your sins I will not remember anymore. And so our sins are forgiven, forgotten, washed, cleansed, wiped out. There are so many scriptures, but we don't have time. And so here is saying, Jesus Christ is saying to his disciples, you are so blessed. So we are blessed. So I'm giving to you a couple of examples and then you will know. The Old Testament people, they received the Holy Spirit, they call Holy Spirit, but that was not the third person of Trinity, Holy Spirit. How do you know? Because we know St. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, we read, Jesus Christ was not yet glorified. That's why the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Then we read that Old Testament prophets, they did all kinds of hard work. But the Word of God said they did not receive the promise. I'll give a couple of verses. Go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Start reading from verse 13.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
See what he's trying to say? They were living by faith, looking for the promises. They worked hard. They even got killed. If you read the whole chapter, they got killed, they got stoned, and so much problem they had. But he says they did not receive the promise. Start reading same chapter 39 and 40.
And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise.
See, again he says, they got a good report. They did very hard work. If you read from 32 to 40, book of Hebrews chapter 11, you will know. We don't have time, so I'm just saying these two verses. They did all these things through faith, but did not receive the promise. Now what's the reason? Read the verse 40.
God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
God has provided something better for us, means the New Testament church, the blood-washed church, something better than the Old Testament people. So he said they should not be perfected without us. You remember we study in a book of John, St. John says, I am just the friend, I am not the bride. So we are the bride, they are the friends. They were washed by the blood of bulls and goat, we are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. So there are so much better blessings and better promises for the New Testament church. And so some people do not know the truth. So they will say, oh, Old Testament, we are all the same, because they don't know the truth. And so the Jesus Christ was saying, you are so blessed. Those people wanted to see me, they wanted to hear me, they could not hear. Go to the 1 Peter chapter 1 and start reading from verse 8 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 8 to 12.
Whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand to the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow.
He's saying, what salvation we got? The great salvation. God saved our souls. We are going to go to heaven. This is all mystery. All these Old Testament people were searching. They were not searching for themselves. They said they were searching for us. And he says, and what kind of spirit they had? They had the spirit of Christ. That means, all the Old Testament people, they had the Spirit of Christ and Spirit of God. But for us, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Christ comes in and then he says, I will bring my Father with me. And so when we have Jesus and the Father lives with us when we are born again. And then when we ask the Holy Spirit to come into our heart, then the third person of Trinity comes in our heart. Then the evidence is we start speaking in tongue. And so Father, Son and the Holy Spirit is promised for the children of God. And verse 12.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things the angels desire to look into.
See what he's trying to say. Old Testament people were searching for this salvation, searching about Jesus Christ, searching about this, all the blessings, but they could not get it. And he says that all those blessings are stored for us. And he says even the angels did not get the blessing but we got. So Old Testament people did not get it, angels did not get it. Because Jesus Christ did not die for angels. He died for the mankind. He did not take the form of angel. He took the form of man. So we are greater than the Old Testament people. We are greater than the angels. How do you know? Because the angels are the ministering spirit. Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
What he's trying to say, if you get saved, then God sends the angelic spirits to minister to you. The ministers are servants, serving you and taking care of you. And so that's why he said when you are born again, God sends his angel to protect you. If somebody is serving you, ministering to you, so they are your servants. But we don't have to use the servant word. That's why he says ministering spirit. Actually, they are there to minister to you. And so angels are not greater than us. Because John, who got the revelation, he saw the angel and he started worshiping him. He said, don't worship me because I am not the person you should be worshiping. Worship God. So the point I'm making, he says, I am just a servant. You don't worship me. So we do not worship angels. And some people, they have angels' pictures. They think the angels will come and help them. So they think angels are bigger than men. So somebody says, if you are greater than angel, why don't you fly? And why don't you do the things what the angel does? We will be doing much more than angels. Because when Jesus Christ comes, we will be flying. We will be going with him. And we will be sitting with the right hand of Jesus Christ. And the angels will be in front of you. They will be praising and singing. And we will be sitting with Jesus Christ. That kind of privilege angels do not have. And so we are greater than the Old Testament, greater than the angels. Okay, let's go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Now Jesus Christ is explaining the parables of sower.
Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside.
Now he is trying to explain, when the sower sows the seed, he said the seed is the word of God. And when the seed is sown, as soon as the seed is sown, the wicked one is called a devil, he's the enemy, comes and snatches the word. How does it work? When you listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ and you got the word, right away the enemy says, he's not God. You know how to serve him. You know how to worship him. And try to discourage you. That means the enemy comes and snatches the word right away. And those are the people like a wayside. Wayside means when you if you have seen the farm, and in the farm there is a pathway. People walk, 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 and that path becomes strong and very like a cement concrete. And when the seed is sown, the bird can see that seed, take it right away. And so that on the wayside seed will never grow. It will never get a chance even to grow. That's why some people listen to the word of God, and like here, they hear this way, goes that way. They don't even pay attention. They don't even think about the word. They don't even believe in that word. They don't want to even think and concentrate on that word. That's why devil takes it away. But the word you hear and you start thinking, why did I hear this word? Why did I read this word? Why God showed me this? And start thinking about, then the word will start speaking to your life and it will give you guidance. Verse 20.
But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended.
Here is saying, seed fell on the stony ground. That seed grows very fast, because there is no deep soil. So he said, that kind of seed goes and try to come up so fast. So those are the people go for the convention. Listen to the gospel. Listen to some singer. Somebody says something good about them. They get so excited. Oh, I want to believe Jesus Christ. And they get so excited. But while they're coming home, or maybe next day, all their joy goes away. Why? Because if they start telling, you know, I heard the preacher and he pointed out me and I wanted to give my life and I want to live for Christ. And somebody says, No. That's not good for you, because you smoke, you drink, you do this. You are my friend. You know how to give up all of these things. You can be a real Christian, but you know how to change. And when those kind of thing comes, the Word of God said that joy, because the persecution and everything comes, he get offended, goes away. Okay, verse 22.
He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful.
This is another kind of person. He says, this is like a sown, but it is in a thorny ground. Now, when the seed is sown, and some thorny bushes are like maybe 3 feet, 4 feet high, the other one was a stony ground, so the 6 inch or so deep. And so sun came and burned it down, means persecution, trial came, and that person did not grow. So here we see the sown is in the thorny ground, is coming now almost like a 2-3 feet, is thinking, hey, I'm growing. But when you growing, when you hear the word of God, when you study the word of God, you see what the word of God saying to you, and study and constantly think about God and spiritual matter, then you'll grow. But here he's saying, when this person receives the word, then what happens? The worldly cares and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he became unfruitful. So many people, they want to be a Christian, and they say, I'm a Christian, I see so many people. They say, I'm born again. They go to bar, they smoke, they drink, they have bad friends, and they say, we are Christians. And when you go around those people, and they pay lottery, they want to be rich, and so all these deceitful things comes, and care of this world and deceitful of riches comes in your life, and he said it chokes the growth. Just like the thorn will not allow that plant to grow, choke the growth, and the plant dies. So that's why some Christians, they are excited, they go to convention, they go to church for a while, they show people, I give testimony. But when you get a paycheck first time, I want a car, or I want a good dress or suit, or I want a best phone, and all of these things, not thinking how long this job is going to last, what's going to happen next, and impress friends and other people and things like that, the growth is not going to go, is going to choke the growth, and you're going to spiritually die. So we saw the wayside, stony ground, and a thorny ground. All these people never grow. And that's the kind of people we have. We have so many churches. Salvation Army, no water baptism, no Holy Spirit, no communion. How they're going to grow? Some other churches, nominal churches, no Holy Spirit, sprinkling baptism, pastor smokes, pastors drink. They are not going to grow. And so those kind of people are listening to the word. Word is real. But that word has to be fruitful. You can hear the word. The good churches are preaching the word. Yes, they are doing it. But the what soil that word is going?
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.